to Unzipping Reality. I'm Leah LaChapelle, your host, and we are on American Freedom Radio. Today is January the 31st already. It's a Sunday. 2010 is the year. And I'm here wishing all of us good days. These are very good days. Remember, life is a gain. Now, I don't mean to trivialize life. That's not it at all. It's just that you can choose to have whatever perspective on life that you choose. Now, who made up that rule? Well, that's what we're here to discover. We're here to be on this magnificent journey to really sort through all of the obstacles that keep us from crossing the next threshold, crossing the next horizon. So this is how we do it. We get together and we have these conversations. Now, some people have conversations about how dreadful and terrible everything is and how much they're suffering. That's not this conversation, all right? This conversation is about waking up. And as a personal awakening coach, I empower people to empower themselves. We are all extraordinary creators of our own reality if we'll just do it, if we'll just receive that. This is a very, very exciting time to be alive. And some people think that everything has gone insane. Well, I understand that. We're all on overwhelm. And one reason we are is because there is a great political agenda afoot here on the planet. Now, because there is so much light of consciousness streaming in on the planet, we have been able to awaken to this darker agenda into a new place of personal empowerment. I call the political awakening the first awakening. And then the second awakening is when we become inspired to be the solution. Well, here to help me to have that conversation today, we're going to bring them up after this first break, is Becky Hayes and Jim Holzconnect. So why do I have Jim and Becky with me today? Because they are the co-producers of this incredible new film called Beyond Belief. This is how we unplug from the insanity, is we acknowledge people like this who are putting themselves at risk. They're putting themselves out there with their resources, their fortunes, and they are examining life at an altogether new elevation. This is what we do. So, all right, we're going to bring them up here in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about Beyond Belief. We are now listening to Unzipping Reality. I'm your host, Leah LaChapelle. Reach out, grab hold of the zipper pull of your consciousness, and pull, because we are seeing what's on the other side. We have the co-producers and directors of the film Beyond Belief. The website is beyondbeliefthemovie.com. And let me tell you a little bit about Becky Hayes and Jim Holzconnect. Becky Hayes is a producer, educator, and artist with a diverse range of interests from the metaphysical to yoga. This woman has done all kinds of things with startup software companies. She sold her business after 10 years. She has discovered NLP, which stands for neuro-linguistic programming. We hear a lot about that these days. And while producing a coaching series, she was inspired to pursue her studies in NLP, EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique, hypnosis, Reiki, and other healing modalities. So as a master NLP practitioner and hypnotherapist, Becky has worked with clients in private sessions, and she has now produced this movie, Beyond Belief. This has been the project that brought her back into film and media, weaving together all the aspects of her life's work. We're going to bring up Becky after I tell you a little bit now about her co-producer, Jim Holzknecht. Jim produced his first documentary in 1994 while living in Russia. Over the past 15 years, he has written, produced, and directed several award-winning documentaries, as well as educational and training videos. Jim just has an amazing range of experience, not only in film and video production, but also in online learning, web-based training, and educational course development. He was a writer, producer, director, and online course developer for PBS. Several years ago, Jim also began studying neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, and EFT, applied kinesiology, and other energy psychology modality. He's just fascinated with neuroscience and unleashing the full potential and power of the mind. Jim and Becky, welcome.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Leah. I appreciate you having us on the show.
Wonderful. Becky, you made it.
I made it. I'm here.
Very great. Well, the marvels of technology. All right, let's plunge in here now. Beyond Belief. Tell us a little bit about how this movie came into being. It was just released in 2009. Is that correct?
Yes, we launched it on December 15th as DVD online.
All right, so people can see this online.
Well, the trailer's online. The DVD and CD and workbook are available online as a DVD release.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. So how did this come about? I see how you guys have crossed paths with NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming, and EFT, etc. How did you guys meet, and how did this explosive film come into being?
We actually met at a neuro-linguistic programming NLP session up in Dallas. And when Becky described her background, the fact that she was a filmmaker from Austin and owned her own video production company, just had kind of an intuitive idea that we would be working together in some capacity. I thought that was kind of an interesting coincidence because I was, living in Austin and producing documentaries also. And so we met there and, both have a commitment to NLP, and at some point I just felt that we would produce some kind of a project that incorporated NLP and some other tools.
Fantastic. Well, I'm online here and I'm looking at your website. And just so our listeners will know a little bit about the movie, Becky, would you like to tell us a little bit, just an overview of Beyond Belief, the format of it, and what it's basically about?
Absolutely. And the one thing I would like to add to Jim's story, I always add this on to how we met, was what was interesting, we were in an NLP practitioner training in Dallas. And there were only three people from Austin because it was in Dallas. And the first day, one of the exercises, they asked us to stand up. Everyone stand up, say your name, and say three words to describe yourself. So I had my three words ready in my head. And Jim went first, and he said he was a filmmaker from Austin. And I thought, well, that's weird, a guy from Austin, and he's a documentary filmmaker. And then he said his words, and they were exactly the same three words as mine, word for word. And I don't think out of a group of 40 people, anyone else had the same, you know, even two words the same. So that was really strange. But
that is amazing. That's amazing. Are you going to divulge what the three words were, or does it matter?
No one's ever asked us that before. You're the first one to ask. We can do that, sure. It was
intelligent, compassionate, and creative.
Those are them. So you still remember. But I changed my words because I wasn't going to say the same words he did. And 5 months later, we were still in the training. Each month we would go back. That exercise came up again in a group, and Jim happened to be in my group, and we had to write it down, and it happened again. And so I've always felt like that was a sign that, you know, I always look at signs. Like, that's what I feel like this whole process of this documentary has been, that way, like it's been guided. When I sold my video company, I had no intention of ever making videos again. And I started my business as an NLP practitioner and hypnotherapist, and that's what I was going to do, and maybe make some videos around that, you know, on the side for my clients, but nothing like this again. And this was the only project that could have brought me back into it when Jim approached me about it. As soon as he said NLP, I was like, he knew I would be in, because I love NLP.
I had her NLP. But
that is a great story.
And the documentary itself is about what the documentary focuses on, and what NLP and hypnosis and those kind of tools deal with are the power of your unconscious mind. And, you know, we have a conscious mind and then we have an unconscious mind. And a conscious mind is basically anything you're aware of at any time, and everything else is unconscious. And then the unconscious mind is really powerful. And it can really help you. It's what lets you breathe at night when you're sleeping, digest your food. It takes care of all these things for you. But it also is where we store our unconscious programs and beliefs. And sometimes we have limiting beliefs that can block us or stop us from achieving our full potential or doing what we want to do. And so the documentary is really about making people aware of that, how powerful it is, and some of the tools you can use. But if you do have unconscious beliefs that are stopping you, how you can change them. That's sort of a short summary. I feel like I'm talking too much, so I want to let Jim say something.
No. That's absolutely fantastic. I think that many of our listeners have seen the film What the Bleep Do We Know? And perhaps The Secret. And so, if that is so, how does Beyond Belief distinguish itself from those two films, The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, basically, you know, what we wanted to do was explore, take a deeper cut at this whole manifestation conversation, the, you know, law of attraction conversation, and really look at the mechanics underneath the manifestation process. And you know, the other thing I think that's unique about this film is the tools. And, you know, you've described some of them in NLP. But, you know, the other thing that's interesting about the making of the film is we actually incorporated and utilized the tools throughout the making of it. So the film itself is a great example of the power of the tools and what can happen when you apply them. Particularly, I think for both Becky and I too, we use the non-attachment tool quite a bit, not being attached to the outcome and having, you know, just being open to the process and surrendering that maybe the, you know, universe has a better idea of how things should unfold than we do. So that was, just a really interesting process in itself to go through that and apply the tools and see what these tools that we actually talk about in the film can create. So I think it's unique from that standpoint. It's unique from the standpoint that it actually takes, you know, a deeper cut, because if your conscious mind is focused on, you know, thinking positively, I mean, that's great. But if your unconscious beliefs are counter to that, it's going to trump whatever you're trying to do. And that's the piece that we wanted to, you know, really take a look at, so that really, to empower people to create what they want in their lives, you know, that those two things need to be in alignment, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, for you to really,
definitely,
really manifest.
Did you two know each other when you saw the two movies, What the Bleep Do We Know and The Secret?
No, I saw them before I met Jim. I think he had to. But
yes.
Some of the people in those films are in this documentary from both The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know. And
I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of you guys because I'm from Austin and you two filmmakers live in Austin. And I'm really honored by that. That's really fantastic because this is a full feature film and it stars and features some magnificent human beings. So yeah, tell us about that.
And that was to me part of the process too, like that. It really did seem like it was supposed to happen. Like things just, I had a video company for 10 years and making this was very different. And part of it was practicing non-attachment, you know, not, because when you're in video production and that was a company for hire, so we made videos for other people. You have deadlines and things you have to meet and you can get kind of controlling sometimes and make things happen.
Uh-huh.
But to practice non-attachment, which I did through this process, was so different, and I liked it so much better, and it seemed like even when one thing fell through, something better showed up right at the same moment. And the people that came to, I was just amazed, some of the people, you know, that were in it, that, and how it all came together, but it really just flowed as if, and part of that I think is a non-attachment too, but part of it I think is it really was something that's supposed to be out there. Like Julia Cameron is in it. She wrote The Artist's Way.
Yes.
I did that book years. I went did The Artist's Way years ago, and that's what got me into video in the first place. I wouldn't even been doing video before that. I used to play music, and that's all I wanted to do. But I never thought I would be interviewing her in a documentary years later, so that was really amazing. That I was really happy to see her in it. And the whole collaboration of the people, everyone in it, the way they come together, really made the story. It was really their story we put together. We asked the questions and they answered, but what they told us is how the story unfolded. And even though I'd been studying and NLP and hypnosis and even practicing with clients about the unconscious mind, it wasn't until we made this documentary that I really got how powerful that is. Your unconscious mind, I mean, it controls 95% of our behaviors are run by unconscious programs.
No way. Our unconscious mind controls 95% of our behavior.
That's right. And
that could be a little scary.
It can seem scary to people sometimes, but it's really useful when you think about it. Like when you first learn how to drive a car, it's really complex. You have to look at the pedals and turn the shift stick and everything, and you're really concentrating. It's really, really hard, and someone talks to you, and you're like, be quiet, I'm driving. And then after a while, you can drive, listen to the radio, talk to your friend, talk on the phone, not even think about it. It becomes unconscious. It's an unconscious program. So those run all day long. We have all kinds of unconscious programs, luckily, or we would just go crazy trying to consciously keep track of everything. But when something gets in there that's not so useful, that can block you or stop you, those are good to go in and change or remove. Or install programs that are more useful, that will motivate you towards your goal or lead you towards what you want. And that's what the tools can do. The tools that we talk about in the documentary are the kind of tools that make changes, not at the conscious level, but unconsciously. And with The Secret and the Law of Attraction, that's a really powerful tool, but if you practice it and it doesn't work, and you're doing everything right, and you're wondering, why isn't this working? It's because unconsciously there's some conflict that's stopping it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, because I think we've all heard those complaints. It's like, hey, love the movie, The Secret, and I get it, I grasp it, I own it, and it's not working for me so well. So thank goodness that Beyond Belief is out, because we can now continue our journey. I'm Leah LaChapelle. My guests today are Becky Hayes and Jim Holzkonnect, and they are the co-producers and directors of the film.
happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good.
Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Unzipping Reality. I'm Leah LaChapelle. I'd like to thank my friend Jack Guskin over at the Austin Center for Spiritual Living, where the film Beyond Belief, co-produced by Becky Hayes and Jim Holzknecht, just showed the other night, and Jack is who put me in touch with these wonderful people so that we could have this conversation. So, way to go, Jack. Blessings on the Austin Center for Spiritual Living. The Beyond Belief movie website is beyondbelief.com. beyondbelief.com. You need to go out, check it out. It's only just under 2.5 minutes. Check it out, because then you'll understand what Jim and Becky are talking about this whole understanding of consciousness and unconsciousness. Jim, can you talk a little bit more about the mechanics and what is it that gets in the way? I mean, we have all of these dreams and aspirations, and we've seen the movie The Secret, for crying out loud. We get, what are these limiting beliefs? Can you describe one?
Sure. So, first I just wanted to say that at the Beyond Belief, the movie, there's a 2-minute trailer, and we'll give you an overview. And then below that, there's a images of a lot of the people who are in the film, and then their full bios are available on that page as well. So if you go there, you can get a real good idea of the kind of, you know, the people in the film, and the trailer will give you a good overview of what it's about. The that's what really started the inquiry for us. This whole process is looking at that, and as Becky said, the narrative of the people that we interviewed, really very grateful that we had an opportunity to work with each and every one of them, and their message just began to emerge as we were producing this film. And really the message that wanted to come out was the real one of the things that trumps what we try to do is, as Becky mentioned really well earlier, is the limiting beliefs that are stored in your unconscious mind. And I don't think either Becky or I had an idea before we started. I mean, we had been exposed, obviously, to the unconscious mind through NLP, but really the magnitude that this amazing resource can control is unbelievable. And when you're not in alignment, so when there's some program that was instilled when you were younger, so when you have a feeling of hopelessness, maybe about something, I'm not even going to try it, helplessness, worthlessness, some program that was instilled when you were younger, either by your family situation and people that you around, a teacher, whatever, then that has amazing power to block what you want to create. And you might not even be aware of it. You might just be a feeling in your gut, I don't even really want to try that. Or, I'm not even going to attempt it because there's just no way that I'm going to be able to do it. Or whatever the conversation is, more than likely, but you feel like, it's part of you that really would like to do that. So there's this conflict that goes on, and a lot of the conflict is because you're out of alignment. Your subconscious mind, there's a program in there that's keeping you from reaching your maximum potential.
Okay, and so we're totally blind to it, right?
Well, there's parts of your life where, the unconscious mind also stores a lot of the programs that you're extremely skillful at. And Becky talked about driving the car. I mean, there's countless others that, people have amazing gifts and facilities at things. And so the subconscious mind also you know, handles that. So, and stores the resources and has that available for people. It's just that where these things are that we're unconscious of. So we're not, you know, Robert Diltz, one of the creators of NLP, talked about, you know, there's, you know, 7 ± 2 things that can be in conscious awareness at any one time. And the rest, you know, is like the bottom of an iceberg. It's unconscious. And most of our lives are determined or, you know, by this unconscious programming. So really, you know, the objective of what we were doing with the interviews and things was to uncover that, provide tools, and first of all, you know, discuss that concept, and then provide tools where people could actually, you know, find and locate some of these unproductive limiting beliefs and have the tools and capabilities to change them.
Right. Now, okay, I'm on the website and I'm seeing like 24 of these experts. And, you know, I'm wowed by these people. I have to admit, I mean, it's a cult of personality at some point, you know. These people are well-known people. We're talking Jack Canfield, and Becky already mentioned Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way, very well-known. Bob Doyle from The Secret. And Stuart Emery, who is connected with Landmark Education. We've got Dr. Goswami, who was also in The Secret, or I guess What the Bleep Do We Know? He was in that film. I'm sorry, I get them mixed up sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Bruce Lipton. Now, Dr. Bruce Lipton is the top of the heap, as far as I'm concerned, in any sense. Dr. Bruce Lipton is so highly respected, I think, among our listeners here for Unzipping Reality. There's nobody better. Dr. Bruce is the most amazing individual, so he's in the film. Marcy Shimoff, she was also in The Secret. And Joe Vitale. Joe actually lives here in the Austin, Texas vicinity, and so we love him very much. I'm just dying to ask you guys, were you the film crew? Did you go to where these experts were to film their interviews?
Yes.
Well, we hired a production crew.
Yeah, we hired a crew.
We did go.
You hired a production crew, uh-huh.
And then we went to some major cities and tried to bring as many together as we could at once to help with production costs. But, yes, we did travel to different places.
I see. That is so amazing. Okay, now, this is the thing. There's a woman amongst your list of experts here, Elaine Hendricks. And Elaine was the actress in What the Bleep Do We Know? She played the roommate, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amanda's roommate. I fell in love with this girl. This Elaine Hendricks did a fantastic job. She was the roommate with the floppy house shoes. I just loved her. So tell me, because I have not seen Beyond Belief yet, what did Elaine Hendricks have to offer in your film?
Well, she was great, and like as you are aware, you pointed out, she was the actress and kind of the sort of kind of dingy, flaky roommate in What the Bleep with the floppy shoes. But she was excellent because now she was in front of the camera answering the questions about the same kind of concepts. And I thought that was interesting, too, especially after she'd been in a movie like What the Bleep Do We Know. But she did, she added a lot to some of the tool sections, which I don't want to give away because I want you to see the movie.
Sure.
But one thing that was interesting is how she brought up emotions. And as an actress, you know, you have to bring up emotions and on demand and fall into your part and play that role. And how she learned and What the Bleep, and we bring this up a little bit too, what you focus on, what you think about creates your reality and where you put your attention. And emotions are a big part of that. In fact, the feeling part is a big part of NLP, that it's more than just affirmations or speaking, but it's It uses all of the senses. So that was really interesting that she became so aware of that, of how, on the one hand, she actually has to create emotions even though they're not real as an actress, but she does have to bring them up to play the part. But then when you're looking at things like...
I think it's absolutely brilliant that you thought to put Elaine Hendricks in your film. Yeah, really a good move. And so, okay, these limiting beliefs that we have, we all have unconscious beliefs, but some of them are dysfunctional. How are we supposed to get at the underbelly of our dysfunctional beliefs? Do you spell that out really clearly in the film? I mean, could someone have a dysfunctional limiting belief before the film that was hidden to them, watch your film, and awaken to the fact, wow, I've got that limiting belief?
I think so. I'd like a couple of things I'd like to answer about that. One, I mean, just using the word dysfunctional is fine, but to me, with NLP, one of the presuppositions of NLP, and it's my favorite presupposition, is that behind every behavior is a positive intention. And then people always say, every behavior, and it's like, yes, it does. Even if the behavior itself is destructive, the intention behind it is always positive. And so
okay,
we need to fulfill that.
I'm sorry,
but
would you just reiterate that for us,
what
you just said?
One of NLP has what they call presuppositions, which is sort of a starting assumption place where, and one of them is that behind every behavior is a positive intention. And so even though the behavior itself might not be positive, the intention behind the behavior is always positive. But it might express itself in a way that's not, that's a behavior that's destructive or dysfunctional. But the intention behind
it. That is so beautiful.
Right, and that's my favorite precept. I love that.
It's absolutely true.
And
thank
so when you,
you
find
so
out,
much for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I think, and so when you find out what that intention is and fulfill that, then this the dysfunctional or not useful behavior can go away, and that's where NLP can be helpful. But you mentioned Bruce Lipton, and he was the one, I would say, I mean, all of them did, but he was the one, I think, who really made me get it, how powerful the unconscious mind is, because he was brilliant. But one of the things he said that's so simple, too, even though he's so intelligent, is that your life is a printout of your unconscious mind, and you don't have to find out what's working and what's not and what's in there. You look at your life, what's working and what's not working. What's not working that you've tried to fix, you've tried to make it work, and it still doesn't work, is probably due to unconscious program. And from there you can tell that's something that needs to change. And beliefs, the thing about beliefs, that's the other thing about this film that's so powerful, I think, is that beliefs, we often believe beliefs aren't beliefs, we believe they're true. We believe there are facts. That's the way it is. This isn't a belief. This is reality.
Yeah, we do.
As you're here to unzip reality and let people see, no, it's not always reality. It's a belief. And that's fine to have. We need beliefs. If they're useful, if they're serving you and they're beneficial. But if they're not useful, then it might be worth changing them. So it's not even to say any belief is good or bad or right or wrong. It's, is it working for you? Is it beneficial for you? And if it's not, then you might want to change it.
That's a great inquiry to be in. Yeah, it's just, I mean, that's just a great inquiry to be in, to look at, you know, what you can accomplish and what you can't accomplish, and then, you know, ask yourself, well, what, on those things that maybe I can't accomplish, what do I believe about them? I mean, that's a really good place to start. What, you know, what's working, not working, or not working as well as I'd like it to in my life. And as Becky said, you know, at the source of that is some unconscious program that's, you know, that's in your unconscious mind. And, you know, some limiting belief about your capabilities or whether you can do something or not. And so that's a real good way of getting a handle on kind of what's going on.
Definitely. All right, my guests today Jim Holzknecht and Becky Hayes. They are the co-producers of the fantastic movie, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to, Beyond Belief. Go out and see the trailer, beyondbelief.com. I'm Leah LaChapelle. We'll be right back after this. Segment of Unzipping Reality. My guests today, co-filmmakers of the movie Beyond Belief, Becky Hayes and Jim Holzknecht. Let's go to the phones. If you want to call in, the number to call is 512-879-3805. 512-879-3805. And ask these marvelous Austinites your questions or comments. We do have a caller from area code 512. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Caller 512, do you have a question for Jim and Becky?
Yes.
Yes.
You're talking a lot, for example, about NLP for straightening out sabotaging beliefs. I was wondering about a lot of others that seem to be out there, EFT, Abraham Material, Avatar, if there are other programs that you feel like you can recommend or some that you would steer us away from. What about the programs? How do you recommend, other than the NLP programs, of handling one's sabotaging beliefs?
Good question. I would say that anything that gets you, enables you to create, empowers you to create what you want is good. We also, you mentioned EFT, and we do talk about that, in the film. There are many wonderful tools out there and programs. The people that we talk to had some specific tools that they had utilized and that they worked with, and there's a lot of great tools. They did say that these were some of the top ones that they recommended in terms of dealing with the subconscious mind and limiting beliefs. Becky, do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, and I would just say, I'm sorry I go on too much about NLP because that's my favorite, but I love NLP. But there are other tools. That's not the only tool that's in the documentary. I don't know how many. I think there's 5 or 6, and even that's not a comprehensive list. We just, we took a list of the people that we interviewed and what they talked about, and even everything they talked about couldn't go in there. And then in the workbook, we have a workbook that goes with the film. It lists even more tools. I come across new ones all the time. I'm interested. HMR is a really great one. I think it's holographic magnetic. I'm not sure what it stands for, HMR. It's kind of like a 3D version of NLP. And the Silva method is really great. And EFT is in the documentary also, emotional freedom technique. And Avatar deals with the same kind of concept, dealing with the great way to find out what your beliefs are. I've been to Avatar meetings, and they're really wonderful. So there's all, and then being present in the moment is another one. And just from there, there's endless things you can do, like yoga is one of my favorite. Jim and I both love yoga. We did a yoga pack to do yoga every day until the film was released, which we did. But so yeah, these are not. This is not at all the only way to do it. And the film does talk about a few. I haven't come across any tools though that I would say stay away from so far. Luckily, I can't say that.
And I also want to add, Stuart, as you mentioned, Stuart Emery was one of the first. Leaders in S, which is now Landmark Education. I find that Landmark Education is a wonderful tool, if you will, for creating what you want in your life as well. So that's also a really great thing to take a look at. The Landmark Forum weekend is one of the best things I've ever done. So that was also be something to look at. But yeah, like I said, anything that empowers you to get aligned with and get in action on what's important to you, what matters to you, is you know, is great. And there's a whole bunch of things out there that that can do that. Great question.
Wonderful. All right. Well, you know, believe it or not, we only have two more minutes left in this program. I wanted to just sneak in a quick question before we leave. In your trailer, you have at the end, you have an image of kind of a spiraling tunnel. What were you wanting to achieve with that? Are we kind of going down another rabbit hole, or what is that? Is that a vortex of energy? What is that?
It's whatever it means to you.
Okay. Well, I think it's very effective because we, you know, we're hearing more and more to go within. As without, you know, as within, so without. And so that's how it appeared for me, is to go deeper, ever deeper within. Well, Becky Hayes and Jim Holzconnect, you have just been so sweet to come on, and we kind of did this as a hurry up, but, you know, I was just inspired to have our time together. Is there any other event that you need to promote here in the closing moments?
Well,
go ahead, Becky.
I just wanted to be sure we thank you, tell you how much we appreciate you having us on the show, and I appreciate the work that you're doing and the positive spin you have on your show, like even with the opening and how you presented it. I think that's great.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's just been so nice to connect with both of you. We're really proud to have you co-filmmakers here in Austin doing such productive work. We have no excuse, folks. We have Avatar. We have Landmark. We have NLP. We have EFT. We have yoga. We have breath work. We have this moment together, opening our hearts. It's a very exciting time to be alone. So, that's it for today. Unzipping Reality, Leah Lachapelle. Shift happens. Intend and transcend. And trust the process as you unzip reality. We'll see you next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Leah.